I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, I'm glad you could join me once again for It's a Good Life. You know, God has left us in charge of His world, and as human beings, as the children of God, we are given responsibilities to take care of His world. Now, as we look into the Word of God, we understand that He has given us the right tools to take care of what He's left us in charge of. And that right tool and the right tools that we see is found in the Word of God. And we're going to look at that briefly today, the Word of God, its authority and adaptability. Now, I made a statement that He's left the human beings in charge of His world. Now, there's no way that a person who has never trusted Christ as Savior can take care of God's property, His world, properly. If that person has not accepted Christ as Savior, there's no way that they can do the will of God. That may offend you if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. If you've never come to a saving knowledge of the Lord, there is no way that you're able to serve God. You cannot serve God and this world at the same time. You're either for God or you're against God. The way you're for God is by first accepting Jesus as your Savior. In just a few moments, we're going to look into the Word of God, and we're going to see how that God has equipped the Christian, the person who knows Jesus as Savior, how that He's left us in charge, and that we can know that we're on our way to heaven, and He's given us the right tools to get His job done. But first, let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website, you'll be able to download a free transcript of this program, It's a Good Life. You'll be able to download other programs of It's a Good Life, those programs that have been broadcast before. Or you can write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. If you'll write me, I'll be glad to send you a free transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also go onto our website, lrwm.org, and you can leave us an email there, or you can, there's actually a place where you can go there and leave prayer requests, and we'll be glad to pray with you about the needs of your life. Well, today, first of all, we want to look in the book of Mark, chapter 16. In Mark 16, verses 16 through 20, it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. Now, the first thing I want you to notice today about the Word of God is it is the preacher's message. If we preach anything other than Jesus crucified, then we are not preaching the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 1:23 says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness." The Word of God is foolishness to those people who do not believe, those people who refuse to receive God's Word. It is simply foolish to them. But we have the Word of God that tells us that the Spirit of God will speak to hearts and help that person to understand that these things are not foolish, but they are the things of God, if they will simply believe and trust Him and ask Him to lead them. In Acts chapter 5 and verse 20, it says, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. The words of this life is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we just read in Mark chapter 16 how that the Lord is now seated at the right hand of God. He's there to make intercession for those of us who know Him as Savior. He's there to make intercession for those people who would come to Him and say, Lord, come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. He's there right now. He's ready to accept any and all who will believe on Him as Savior. Now, the preacher who preaches the Word has no fads to air, no fancies to unfold, no fallacies to express, but the facts of the gospel to proclaim. If I come to you and I tell you what I think, that is not worth much. But if I tell you something and I back it up with the Word of God, if I use the Word of God, if I am proclaiming the Word of God, then it is what God has said. Thus saith the Lord. Now, I do not claim to be God. I am not God. I am not Jesus. I simply proclaim the Word of God. And if I claim to, or if I proclaim anything other than the Scriptures, then I am not a true preacher of the Word of God. And you need to measure those individuals who come to you and say, I am a preacher of the Word, or I have the Word of God, or I am a child of God who needs to, I need to tell you these things because it comes from God. If they cannot back that up from the Scriptures, then the Bible says they are not of God, but they are false prophets. Well, the first thing I want you to notice then is that the Word of God is the preacher's message. The second thing I would have you notice is that it is the believer's foundation. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In other words, Jesus knew what he was talking about. And you know as well as I do, if you build a house and it does not have the proper foundation, it's going to fall. When we come to the Lord, He is the foundation. The Word of God is the believer's foundation. The Bible says that He is the Word. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, John said in the book of John. Jesus Christ is the Word, and we have the written Word of God today that tells us about the living Word of God, Jesus Christ. He is the believer's foundation. The Word of God is, as we look at it, we understand that we have a foundation. We have a foundation in Jesus Christ. He is the rock. He is the one who our salvation is built upon. Well, the Word of God is the preacher's message. The Word of God is the believer's foundation. In Psalm 119:40 it says, behold, I have longed after thy precepts. In other words, I have longed after your learning. I've longed after your words. Quicken me in thy righteousness. The Word of God will help us to understand who we are and help us to understand that we can be righteous through the reading of the Word and through the acceptance of the living Word, Jesus Christ. Now, faith has no being or well-being only as it is founded on and fashioned by, as the truth is in, Jesus. Well, the Word of God is also the saints' element. In John 17:17, it says, sanctify them through thy truth. And someone will say, what is truth? Well, the verse goes ahead and says this, thy word is truth. Psalm 119:133 says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The Word of God is the saint's element. We are to get into the Word of God. And as we get into the Word of God, it sanctifies us. It sets us apart. The Bible says that our steps are ordered. And as those steps are ordered, we look into the Word of God and we follow the Word of God. And those steps that we take become the steps that God wants us to take. As we look into the Word, it is our map, our leadership. And we're going to see that in just a moment as we look into something else that the Word of God is. Now, as we live in the air, and the air moves the lungs of the body, so the truth is the saint's environment and equipment for all life's doings and duties. The Word of God is also the Christian's rule. Philippians 2:16 says, "Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." You want to do things right? Do you want to do the things of God? Then get in the Word and hold forth the Word of life that you can rejoice in the day of Christ. The Word of God is the Christian's rule. The Word of God is the pilgrim's guide. In Hebrews chapter 11, Faith Hall of Fame, it says, "For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." And it says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, they saw the map, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." As someone who does not know the lay of the land, we need to have guidance. And that guidance comes in the form of the Word of God. We are to be led by the Word of God. It is a map unto our feet and a guide. Now notice, the Word of God is also the pilgrim's guide, and it leads us as a road map. John 15:3 says, "Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." The pilgrim finds the word a staff to aid him, a cordial or a friendly greeting to strengthen him, a compass to guide him, a bank to supply him. God's bank will never run out. And the Word of God is also a star to cheer the child of God. The Word of God is the soldier's weapon. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." No enemy can defeat us if we obey God's word fully, and we believe its promises, and we wield it in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is also the worker's study. We're to study the Word of God. The Word of God is also the husbandman's food, the worker's food. In 2 Timothy 2:6, it says, "The husbandman that laboreth must first be partaker of the fruits." Jeremiah 15:16 says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." We are called Christian because we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. Have you trusted Him today? If you have not trusted Christ as your Savior, may I invite you to do so right now. Bow your head and ask Him to come into your heart. Well, it's been good being with you today, and I pray that you'll tune in at this same time next week when you'll hear me say, "It is a good life." May the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.